KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have a mostly clear sky. It's 70 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 91. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. A man and woman from New Mexico were arrested Monday afternoon on drug and other charges in Adams County. The sheriff's office reports deputies conducted a traffic stop at around 5:45 p.m. on a vehicle traveling 80 miles per hour in a 55 zone on Highway 34. The driver, 30-year-old Kimberly Levi, told deputies she did not have a license and a records check indicated her license was revoked. A male passenger in the vehicle, 42-year-old Sean Lee Begay, had an expired license. Both are from Nascuti, New Mexico. A search of their vehicle by a canine resulted in the discovery of four plastic containers, each with a high grade of dispensary marijuana and a resealable foil container of marijuana, along with a glass pipe. Levi and Begay were charged with possession of marijuana and possession of drug paraphernalia. Levi was also charged with driving while revoked. Their bonds were set at $1,000 each. Sheriff's officials in Taylor County say a Missouri woman faces numerous charges following a pursuit early Monday morning. Kelsey Dawn Amos of St. Joseph, Missouri is currently charged with felony eluding following an incident that took place just after 2 a.m. Monday when a Clarinda police officer tried to stop a 1998 Mitsubishi Montero driven by Amos. A chase ensued with Clarinda police pursuing the vehicle south of Clarinda on Highway 71 into Missouri. Nottoway County, Missouri Sheriff's deputies and Maryville, Missouri police joined in on the pursuit eastbound on County Road JJ to Hopkins, Missouri. Nottoway County deputy was able to successfully deploy spike strips, deflating the passenger side on the front of the vehicle, tires that is, and the Hopkins vehicle, or from Hopkins, the vehicle went northbound on Highway 148 into Bedford. And from Bedford, the pursuit went west on Highway 2 before it finally concluded near Diamond Avenue. A search of the suspect and vehicle were conducted, with the result being the discovery of cocaine, methamphetamine, and currency. A male passenger in the vehicle was transported to the Clarinda Regional Medical Center for conditions related to illegal drug activities. An investigation into the incident continues, with additional charges against Amos and a passenger likely to be filed at a later date. Authorities from the Clarinda PD, Page County Sheriff's Office, Nottoway County, Missouri Sheriff, Maryville, Missouri Police, Taylor County Sheriff and Adams County Sheriff assisted in that pursuit and apprehension. A Carroll County man was arrested late Sunday night in Audubon County on drug and eluding charges, also following a pursuit. Audubon County Sheriff Todd Johnson said yesterday 53-year-old Delane Glenn Peterson of Manning had been taken into custody at around 11 p.m. Saturday. He faces charges that include eluding, possession of marijuana, third or subsequent offense, interference with official acts, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Peterson was also cited for numerous traffic offenses. Sheriff Johnson says the charges stem from Peterson allegedly eluding law enforcement during an attempted traffic stop near Dove Avenue and 130th Street southwest of Gray. The chase ended in the 200 block of 2nd Avenue in Gray, but Peterson then abandoned his vehicle and took off on foot. The sheriff's canine Axel tracked Peterson to where he was taken into custody. Axel also detected evidence that Peterson had thrown while he was on the run. Audubon police assisted in handling that incident. Peterson was transported to the Audubon County Jail and held until appearing before a magistrate. He later posted a cash bond and was released. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vanderwater reports two women were arrested on separate charges last week. 24-year-old Samantha Martinez of Des Moines was taken into custody July 20th for OWI second offense following a traffic stop on I-80 westbound near Stewart. And on July 21st, 25-year-old Heather Lynn Armstrong of Stewart was arrested on an Adair County warrant for violation of probation. Both women were later released by the magistrate on their own recognizance. In our funeral announcements, Dale Christensen, age 78, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral services for Dale Christensen will be this morning at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Pearl Courtney, age 91, of Guthrie Center, died July 15th. Funeral services for Pearl Courtney will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Earl Vandewater, age 88, of Orient, died July the 4th. Funeral services for Earl Vandewater will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Orient United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Mike McKee, age 54, of Atlantic, died Thursday. Funeral services for Mike McKee will be on Wednesday at 1 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Delmer Markman, age 86, of Greenfield, died Sunday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Delmer Markman will be on Thursday at 2:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Alma Hoyce, age 97, of Audubon, died July 21st at the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for Alma Hoyce will be held on Friday at 10:30 at the Faith Community Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Barbara Lee Bobby Morse of Oakland died July 7th at Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Bobby Morse will be on Friday at 2 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Oakland. Reconvene Funeral Home of Oakland has arrangements. Lyle James Sheets, age 75, of Audubon, died Saturday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Celebration of Life Memorial Graveside Services for Lyle Sheets will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the Maple Grove Cemetery in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Dolores Doonan, age 87, of Exira, died Sunday at Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Dolores Doonan will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Wilma Sorensen, age 82, of Audubon and formerly of Harlan, died April 4th. A celebration of life open house for Wilma Sorensen will be held Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Church of Christ in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. And Evelyn Sheeler, age 88, who's formerly of Bridgewater, died Friday in Missouri. Graveside services for Evelyn Sheeler will be this Saturday at 3 o'clock at the Garner Cemetery in rural Bridgewater. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.